Yes, I think I have a few times.
Have you ever heard them called cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes, I've heard that. That was what I was trying to think of.
Okay. What about, along with your meat, you might have a baked, what?
Potato.
Baked potato. What about different types of potatoes?
Well, you have a sweet potato, which is referred to sometimes as yams. Mm-hmm. And then you have what we call the white potato, which is sometimes referred to as the Irish potato.
Okay. And what about this vegetable? If you try to cut it or clean it, it gives off this strong odor, makes your eyes water.
Onion.
It's an onion. What about a smaller type of onion? You know, you see with the stalk, you can eat them just like that.
Green onions.
Spring onions. You ever heard those called spring onions?
I've heard the name, yes.
What about this vegetable that is about that size? It's green. Sometimes people slice them up and fry it.
Oh, eggplant.
Okay, that. And or if they don't fry it, they might boil it, and it's when it's cooked that way, it's kind of slimy, you know.
Oh, okra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum around, let's say out in the sun, it'll do what? It'll dry up.
It'll dry up and shrink.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe would you say it was going to shrivel?
Shrivel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it, cauliflower? Kind of a leafy small vegetable.
And you put this in a salad, you know, is the basic.
The lettuce.
Lettuce. If you were in the store, you talked about, you mentioned cabbage a minute ago, and there were several of them that were pretty big, and you were going to tell me, you were going to remark about their size, what would you say? You'd say these?
These cabbage are very large.
Okay. What about different types of beans around here?
Well, you have your snap bean, they call them, and butter bean. Which is really a lima bean in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
And you have different types of your snap bean. You have your pole snap bean, which is a running snap bean. You have your bunch snap bean.
Mm-hmm. The snap bean is the kind that you eat whole.
Right.
Okay. What about when you take the tops off turnips and cook them that way? You say you have a mess of what?
Turnip roots. Mm-hmm. You mean the tops you cook?
Yeah, the tops.
Oh, just turnips.
And just call them turnips. Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody say they have a mess of greens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were talking about heads. Lettuce or something like that is referred to as so many heads, and cattle is, and cattle are too. Have you ever heard of somebody refer to their children as so many head of children?
Not too often. Seems like I've heard it a few times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking about corn. What do you call that corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? Any particular name for that?
Roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of mutton corn?
No, I don't think I've heard that expression.
Okay. What do you call that thing that grows right out the top of the corn?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that you have to brush off the ear?
It's a silk.
It's a silk. Okay. And this large thing, you know, it's orange colored. You see them around Halloween. People make...
Pumpkin?
Yeah. People make jack-o'-lanterns out of it. And this is one vegetable I don't think you mentioned. It's yellow. A lot of it has kind of a crooked neck.
Squash.
It's a squash.
Mm-hmm.
What about different types of melons around here?
Well, you have what they call the old musk melon. And then you have a watermelon, of course, which you have several different species of those,
mm-hmm.
or kinds, or
mm-hmm.
varieties.